This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Yep, I heard that mucus. 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys all had a great holiday weekend. I was going to work. I was ready to work, but, you know, we definitely had some issues, and I'm glad because, you know, I ended up still seeing a lot of patients, and we'll talk about some of the cases I'm seeing now. Very, very interesting. But, yeah, I'll try to make it interesting. The cases may be interesting. It's just, can I actually make it interesting? But I kind of am a little discombobulated. I had a rough morning, very rough morning. I woke up at about 5:36, like I usually do, and I had the new iPhone. The new iPhone, is it the 12 Max? I got the new iPhone because I guess I ran out of space, and I was driving my husband crazy because I was buying extra storage plans, and, you know, I don't know what happened to the iCloud. I think the iCloud looked at my pictures and said, no, we don't want these. I'm dressed. I'm just taking selfies of, like, me in a restaurant, but apparently I had to get a new phone. So I'm coming downstairs, and I walk downstairs, and it's still kind of, I guess, darkish, and I'm a little hypoglycemic, and all of a sudden, I just slip, and the slip doesn't end. It wasn't just a slip and you could stop, and it wasn't a slip and fall. It was a slip like a water slide. So I'm actually like sliding and trying to catch myself. We have this poker table there that my son built, and I'm trying to catch myself on the poker table, but it's covered in plastic, so I'm slipping off of that, and I keep going because the wet on the ground is still there. So there was probably a puddle to the same significance and size and quantity and volume that you would see after a rainstorm. So after I get up, you know, I notice my pajama bottoms are all kind of wet, and my back hurts, my butt hurts. It took me a while to get up, right? Almost drowned. And, you know, I look up at the ceiling. I go, do we have a leak? Then I look to the bathroom. Was there a leak in the bathroom? No. Somebody did pee-pee house. Now, you know, I have 5 cats. I have a dog. And you all know I love animals. We've had PETA on the show. I'm a big fan of animals. But I got to tell you, as a physician, all right, who fell and almost broke, I don't know how many hips and vertebrae, okay, probably even lost my IUD in the whole process, you know, maybe I've been giving you guys the wrong information about pets. I mean, how many times a year do I go, pets are good for your health? They help lower blood pressure. If they help lower blood pressure, they lower risk of stroke. I'm going to tell you something right now. This morning, there was no sign of low blood pressure in my household. I was screaming and yelling and hootering and hollering, and I don't know if it was the dog or the cats. I really don't know, because the cat was upstairs. You know how the cat sits there when I take a shower? I don't know why he sits there. He just sits there. So he was there, and the dog, I think it was the dog, although she has 2 doggy doors. We have 5 poopoo boxes and 2 doggy doors. And you would think the animals would know where they go, but instead they had to go pee-pee right as they come down the stairs. They did this on purpose. So having a pet has been found with studies to lower your blood pressure, lower your risk of stroke, lower depression, lower your allergies. And I mean, maybe I need to be the first one to just say, I don't think they're that good for your health at all. I mean, and maybe it's because I have too many, and maybe it's because, I don't know, my cats love to go pee-pee house, but I've been kind of watching what these animals do to me. Okay, so first, let's just look at the sleep, right? So I'm in bed. Yesterday, dog decides to get in between Corey and I, sleep long way, and when my dog sleeps, she has these little jerks. You know how sometimes within your REM cycle, you start to just kind of jerk and you have these? So she does it. Every time she does it, she kicks me. So she kicks me, so I just subconsciously move to the side. So I'm like sleeping, like on my side, right? Almost barely falling off the bed. Then you have the stupid cats that come on, that try to sleep on the pillow, and they know how to push you away off the pillow, or they do this thing, right? You know, so you kind of push away. So when I wake up in the morning, first, if I even wake up after having a restful sleep, I'm exhausted, and then I'm sleeping in such an awkward contortion that I got neck pain, I got back pain. I thought it was my pillow. I thought, you know, because there was this meme that I saw online. Oh, you know, you pick a bad pillow, you feel like you're, I don't know, how many years old? No, I think it's because I am sleeping so contortedly because between my husband, the dog, the cats, you just can't sleep normally. Then, in terms of blood pressure, they go through the garbage, right? They eat my eats. Oh, by the way, that's another thing. All right, you know, animals are supposed to be healthy, right? Help your health. I notice that when I go shopping, I actually buy food that I think the cats will like meat. We have more meat in our house than we did. And it's because the cats really want and the dogs want meat. And so I notice I'm buying more food. Oh, yeah, my dog is into French fries. Okay, I try not to eat French fries. I've been ordering French fries because the dog really likes French fries. You shouldn't be giving a dog French fries. But I notice I'm starting to buy French fries because I want the dog to leave me alone so I can eat, you know, in peace. And if I give her some French fries, she leaves me alone for 5-6 seconds. But this is where I really think my health is in jeopardy. So I take the dog for a walk, and we're going for a walk, and sometimes Uzi doesn't like the leash. You know, she wants to kind of walk and show everybody her tushy that she doesn't need a leash. And I'm like, no, you baby girl, you need a leash. So she will somehow get out of the leash when she sees another dog or she sees a little kid, and she's not dangerous, she just loves kids and dogs, and she bolts. Now, does the average dog, when they bolt across the street, stay on the sidewalk? Do they stay on the bike lane? Does the average dog stay within the park? No. They bolt across an intersection. So here I am trying to chase after the stupid dog, and sometimes I'm not wearing an appropriate sports bra, and I'm trying to catch my dog in the middle of traffic. How is that beneficial to one's health? So between the pee-pee house, between me slipping and falling and possibly breaking a hip, by the way, what do we do with older individuals? We tell them to get rid of the pets. I mean, not get rid of them. I mean, give them to a younger family member. So between the falls, between the pee-pee house, between them going through the garbage, between my having to order French fries, between my having to dart through traffic, between the allergies, between my not being able to sleep, my now having torticollis and every sort of somatic dysfunction you could happen in the thoracic spine and lumbar spine and trapezium and rhomboids, I am done. And I mean, I love my pets, but I am done with saying they're good for your health. Because I feel like absolute garbage right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So, obviously, it has been a very tumultuous last few days. Apparently, there have been 12 deaths tied to Winter Storm Uri as millions remain without power in Texas. Some have also lost water. And this is just one of these unfortunate events that kind of remind us how vulnerable we are. And I get very, very nervous you know, relying so much on power, relying so much on electricity. And, you know, a storm like this in February, mid-February, and mind you, it's still snowstorm season, this unfortunately was unprecedented, and we still have hundreds of thousands of households that can't, they don't have water. So they've been boiling water because we don't know how long the blackouts are going to be. So across the South and into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, weather.com is reporting several million homes and businesses had no power Tuesday morning. In Texas alone, more than 4 million customers had no electricity. Some had been without power for more than 24 hours after generating stations went offline yesterday. The outages also shut down water treatment plants. Hundreds of thousands of people were told to boil water before using it. So I guess you would have to have a gas stove as opposed to, you know, electric. More than four. Now, a lot of people have electric stoves. It's interesting. Some of the newer homes I remember in Arizona back in the, like, 80s were built with electric stoves. And I remember how cool my parents thought it was. And then I was like, but what if the power's out? So I just like to diversify. I really like a whole diversified home and car, unfortunately. So 4.2 million homes and businesses without electricity in Texas right now as of 7:45 a.m. Tuesday morning. 10 to 15% of the outages are expected to be restored, they said. There's the majority of households are experiencing outages, they said, with the electricity that might be unfortunately prolonged throughout the day. The Arctic air, they said, poured into Texas, resulting in record-breaking demand for power. So it caused the state's grid to fail. Suppliers had planned to use rolling blackouts, but the system still was overwhelmed. 75% of Texas power generation capacity is impacted. Now, we've had multiple deaths. A woman and her three elementary school age children died in a house fire at 2 a.m. The cause of the fire is being investigated. The neighborhood had been without power for about 8 hours. Now, remember, it's snowy, it's cold. Maybe people started, you know, little fires in their house or tried to heat up or, you know, tried to warm the kids and something happened. Blanket got caught. A woman and a girl died, and two other people were hospitalized Monday because of carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, we've talked about carbon monoxide poisoning. It looks like they left a car running in the garage to help warm the house that had no power. Overnight, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo said Fire Marshal's office received 50 carbon monoxide calls overnight. Carbon monoxide kills because O2 oxygen is two, I guess, atoms of oxygen units. The carbon monoxide looks like two also, but it's carbon and it's one oxygen monoxide. So the body sees the CO as opposed to the O2 and takes it up. Well, CO can't oxygenate like O2, like oxygen can. So what ends up happening is you internally suffocate, sometimes without realizing it. You just start getting tired and fall asleep because the CO is competing for the oxygen. And carbon monoxide, you can't taste it. You can't smell it. So you have no idea, which is why we always urge there to be carbon monoxide poisoning or a carbon monoxide monitor in everybody's house. When you check your batteries for fire alarm batteries twice a year with the time change, you need to update and make sure your carbon monoxide monitor is up. A man was found dead Monday on a median in Houston. He was suspected to have died because of exposure to extremely low temperatures. An autopsy is pending. I think it was just lying there out in the cold. Just outside Houston, there was the death of a 6-year-old man. They think it was also because of exposure to the cold. Then a person got out of his car after an accident, and then when he got out of his car, he was struck and killed. In Missouri, a 59-year-old man was killed after his pickup truck collided with a snowplow. 50-year-old Lafayette Parish man died Monday after he slipped on ice and hit his head. These are all different types of injuries that can happen from the cold. It's scary. In Tennessee, Shelby County Sheriff's Office said a 10-year-old boy and a 6-year-old sister was in critical condition after they fell through an iced-over pond. Oh, that's tragic. North Carolina, Storm Uri spawned a tornado that killed 3 people and injured 10 in Ocean Isle Beach, according to Brunswick County officials. Very frightening stuff. Unfortunately, we can't control, these weather patterns. How I look at it is I don't know if you can control nature. I know there's a lot of debate, and I want to save the environment. I want to protect the environment, and maybe there is some impact overall. But I would really use this time to kind of reevaluate how vulnerable we've become and how much we are relying on power, internet. When we saw the water treatment, what was that? That was in a Florida City, where the water treatment plant was hijacked, basically hijacked by a hacker that was starting to dump sodium hydroxide, more of it, into the water system before luckily a tech saw it and stopped it. But, the one thing that we can predict is the unpredictable. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is nature has very predictable patterns. It decides to, lay its fierce cold or its fierce heat or its earthquake or a tornado or something. And so I recommend to everybody have generators if you can. I recommend to everybody to have at least a few weeks of food in their house, to have batteries, to have even car ways to charge your iPhone in your car, those little car chargers, because sometimes your gas car can provide electricity and energy. And unfortunately, not try to use a car or some heating devices within the house to heat you if they can emit carbon monoxide. But when you go, when you lose power and it's freezing, unfortunately these, people kind of were desperate and very sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Trump's impeachment trial, you would think would be out of the way, and now Congress can move forward with the COVID package. Sounds like Pelosi is going to continue investigating what happened with the January 6th riots. After the impeachment vote, I believe it was 53-47. It was 57 to 43. There were 7 Republicans that voted on the Democrat side. Trump and his family were happy, and there was a lot of, sighs of relief that we could move on. Others do not want to move on. They feel that this has to be dealt with and finalized such that something like this cannot happen again. I'm frustrated because where I live, we're very, very slowly opening up. In fact, in Nevada, we were able to start to not have reservations for restaurants. The reservation thing, I think, kills a lot of business. But so reservations were now taken off for restaurants. I think still, in place for salons. We're able to move up to 35% capacity by March 15th, hopefully 50% capacity. But the opening up, the move towards trying to reopen the economy in some areas is just going at such a slow pace. And I'm just driving around. I'm seeing businesses go under that. I think we really, really need economic help now. I don't know how to make Congress or senators work, and do what they need to do. I get that, people were very concerned about what happened with the riots, and that was very, very important to them. But we got some real, real big fish to fry. We're going to be talking about the schools and how kids spending all this time at home, what's happening to them physically. And we're going to talk about some of the latest on the variants, the latest on N95 masks, the latest on what happened with New York, and, of course, where we are in terms of the vaccine fight. We've had some very, very promising news that cases are down, but public officials are very hesitant. Another thing I want to talk about is why have we heard of some people collapsing after the vaccine? So I'll give you my theory. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday called on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He added several provisions, including background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers. Antonio Cover with Gun Owners of America tells Fox News this push is nothing more than political grandstanding.
Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solutions.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Sunday that Congress would work with Biden to enact two background check bills. The mainstream media's most prominent fact-checkers have been silent about Vice President Kamala Harris's debunked claim that the Biden administration did not inherit a coronavirus vaccine rollout plan. Harris directly contradicted White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks last month. We are USA Radio News. The fallout in Washington, D.C. after the failed impeachment of President Trump is far and wide. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ad. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke. Hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your comments, your critiques. Hopefully not a lot of them, but definitely your compliments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So last week, one of the questions I got was, would the COVID vaccine cause you to trigger a positive COVID test? And when I said no, why not? I had to prove why not. And so let me explain it this way, because essentially you shouldn't trigger a COVID test to be positive if all works correctly. So the way the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine work, as we've discussed, is it gives you mRNA, which is kind of a set of instructions. It gets it to your muscle cell. The muscle cell gets the instructions, goes, okay, so we have to make it this way, kind of like IKEA. All right? They make the spike proteins that your body's supposed to learn, identify through antibodies, so that when real COVID comes, it can then attack COVID. So the current vaccine regimen that we have in America deals with spike proteins. So will the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca, as well as the Novavax virus. It'll all have to do with spike proteins. The average rapid antigen test, so antigen is like a piece of a virus. So when you hear antigen, it's like a viral piece, a body part, so to speak. The average rapid antigen test doesn't go after the spike protein. It goes after the, a little bit deeper, like the nuclear capsid protein or some of the other shells of the virus. So if you made spike proteins because of your vaccine, that's not really what the rapid test is supposed to pick up. Now, there were some rapid tests that picked up spike proteins, which is why some of you have been very concerned. But I don't think those rapid tests are in very ubiquitous use, because think about it. The virus is changing its spike protein. So unless developers are making a test that is that specific to like the B117 or the B351 variant, it's going to be an absolute mess. So because the spike proteins are more variable, most of the testing that we have tests for the antigen tests, test for a component that isn't that variable and isn't as mutable. Does that make sense? So basically, in a nutshell, the rapid tests and some of these COVID antigen tests look for something deeper than the spike protein. So if the vaccines are just dealing, you know, helping you make spike proteins, it shouldn't trigger the test. Other sort of coronavirus tests are like the PCR, where they look for genetic material. Remember, we're not so much making genetic material when we're vaccinated, we're making spike proteins. So these pieces of protein should not trigger the PCR test. All right. What we are seeing a lot with the acute infection tests is more false negatives than false positives. You know, there's been a lot of variables in terms of acquiring the sample and, you know, which is better, saliva or nasopharyngeal. And then when it is nasopharyngeal, is somebody fighting so much that the person doesn't get enough? You know, so the false negatives have plagued us, but the false positives aren't as big an issue. So I don't think if you were vaccinated, you would trigger an active infection acute COVID test. Now, the antibody test. So you're making antibodies to coronavirus. Being vaccinated should somehow be evidenced by you having a titer or antibodies picked up right in your blood. So the SARS-CoV-2 antibody tests might turn positive when you're vaccinated, which is kind of what we want, to show that you have antibodies. Now, it's going to be a little difficult unless they really try to, tighten up testing to see if it was, you know, at prior infection versus, you know, versus vaccination. But like right now, you know, when you look at somebody, if they were exposed to chickenpox and you do a blood test and they had the vaccine, you can't tell if it was vaccine or real life chickenpox. You know, most of the time when we look for antibody tests, it's just antibodies. So you might trigger a positive COVID antibody test, but that's not going to affect your travel. What's going to affect your travel, depending on if you're going internationally or if they end up doing more domestic sort of restrictions, is if you have active infection. Now, that is a concern because apparently over the weekend there was a case of 4 Oregonians. How do you call it when you're from Oregon? Oregonians? 4 of them tested positive for coronavirus even though they were vaccinated. And then we have a Memphis doctor who unfortunately died from having an illness related to COVID, never tested positive for COVID. But he went into MISC, a multi-system inflammatory condition where he goes into multi-organ failure, never tested positive for COVID. He was vaccinated though. So in the first group, you know, how are people who are vaccinated for COVID then, you know, testing positive? Well, we discussed that. Okay, one is, if you do get your COVID vaccine, it does take a while to kick in. So with COVID being so prevalent, you could unfortunately acquire COVID, and, you know, even though you've been vaccinated, you know, and sometimes it takes a while for the vaccine to work. Plus, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean it dispels and shields you from any virus coming in. If that virus comes in, it gets picked up with a swab, it's going to show up on a test. Then other issues that could be happening is the test could be falsely positive, falsely negative, you know. Or how I look at it is if you had four people in Oregon who tested, who were vaccinated, but they tested positive for the virus, one thing I think about is, one, well, were they positive for a while? Were they positive before they got, you know, the vaccine? Or B, you know, that's, it just worked. That's kind of what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if I test positive at one point or another, right? Even though I'm already halfway through my vaccine, because it's around. COVID is around. We're going to be talking about some new strains that they picked up out of Louisiana and New Mexico. We're making our own COVID strains now. You know, we're not waiting for China. You know, we kind of now have this anti-made in China attitude. Now it's all made in America. So we're making our own COVID. Now, from scratch, it's mutated from other forms, but, you know, we have a Louisiana strain, we have a Texas strain, we have a Columbus, Ohio strain, we have the South African strain that apparently has now been picked up in New York, we have the UK strain that's becoming more prevalent, we've had a California strain. So, you know, as we're making these new strains, if you were vaccinated against an older strain, I wouldn't be surprised if you pick up one of the newer strains. So that's another possibility that could be happening. Again, you know, do we really, really care? Well, we care if any of these new strains are going to cause you to go into the hospital and die. That's what we care about. Or, like with this Memphis orthopedic surgeon, let me get his name. This was very sad. He goes into multi-organ failure from MISC, which unfortunately occurred. This is a multi-system inflammatory syndrome related to COVID. We usually see this in kids. Something's off with this story. I think we need more information. But he never tested positive for COVID. He was vaccinated fully. And then unfortunately he got sick pretty quickly and ended up dying. And it's an illness that we usually see with kids in COVID. According to the CDC, I believe we've had over 2,000 cases of MISC, 30 deaths. 99% of them, though, did have at some point a positive COVID test. But then again, you know, if people are healthy and they don't have any symptoms, you know, maybe they aren't getting tested as often. I don't know. But unfortunately, with the MISC, 99% of them are kids. Or not 99%. 99% of them have tested positive at one point, and majority of them are under 21. So I don't know why a 36-year-old surgeon would unfortunately come down with it. So what I think we're seeing is, for the most part, those who are vaccinated, you know, we are, and it's too early to tell, but most who are vaccinated, as we're seeing in Israel, have a very, very good chance of not dying and not becoming very sick with the illness. But as public officials are saying, we're not out of the woods yet. Apparently, we do have some more work to do, which we're going to talk about. When we come back, somebody's been asking me what's happened in New York. What was the big deal? I've been very reluctant to, you know, criticize governors with everything they've been dealing with. But I'll tell you what happened with this one and why I'm not happy. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all. open to me, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you've been following New York politics. I have family in New York, and sorry, my nose is running because again, the cat slept on my face. I have family in New York, and so you know, there's been, you know, by some people, you know, huge admiration for Governor Cuomo. In fact, there's a lot of people that I think have a crush on him. They think he's sexy. Then you have others that think that he was kind of worst, you know, kind of one of the worst things than that happened than, like, you know, somebody sticking blue cheese on a hamburger. I did not like blue cheese on hamburgers, by the way. And so my issue with it as a physician, and it's very difficult because throughout this whole time, I have been very quiet when it comes to criticizing governors and criticizing people who are not in the medical community that are in a position of power to try to handle a mess of a pandemic that we've had. I mean, I've even admitted I would have hated to be governor. You know, being governor of my state of Nevada, being governor of New York, being governor of Arizona, governor of California, no easy task. Okay? I mean, we could criticize all we like. It's not an easy task that they had. And I'm not saying feel sorry for them, but we need to be very precise and surgical when it comes to our critique such that the mistakes don't happen again. And if Cuomo does need to leave office, there has to be a better, there has to be the appropriate arguments. You know, I live in Nevada, and you have people absolutely furious with the governor. Well, he has too much power, he has too much power, he has too much power. Okay, you need to come up with specifics, and you need to say exactly what it was, because we have a checks and balances system to avoid outreach of power. And what happened in New York, all right, if you really look at what they're mad about, it's not the number of nursing home deaths. It was the power Cuomo had and inflicted, and from what we're being told, was unable to be checked. And so, like I said, we have to be very, very careful. So that's where I start to have an issue. So basically, in a nutshell, all right, if I could kind of recap, and forgive me if I don't go into too many details, because we don't have that much time, but New York got hit really, really hard with the COVID pandemic. Okay, you had New York City, you had the most populous state, and it's, well, is California and New York, I forget which is more populous, but you had one of the densest, most populous cities within, I guess the second most populous state, get just ravaged. And I believe it was a more, vicious strain than what we saw on the West Coast. You know, out in the West, maybe we're more spread out, maybe it was a different strain, and in fact they said what we got coming from Asia was different than what had mutated through Europe and gotten to the eastern seaboard. So by last spring, we noticed that people getting COVID were just, they just got sicker, they got sicker quicker, and the hospitals weren't prepared. So in order to make room, right, for beds, and vulnerable populations such as older individuals coming from nursing homes were coming into the hospital needed room. And so they needed to move these people out of the facilities to the nursing homes. Well, Governor Cuomo got emergency executive orders. He got extra power for him to make split-second decisions. And there's a timeline of how some of the things panned out. And unfortunately, there was some miscommunication, there was some mismanagement, and so people that had unfortunate COVID or weren't, you know, healed, etc., went back to nursing homes, infected others, and people died. Yesterday, when Governor Cuomo tried to kind of address the criticism head on, he had said something which kind of didn't sit right. He said that people who got COVID at the nursing home wasn't from people being sent back. It was from staff walking in that could have had it. Now, even though there was, by April, there were decrees saying, look, if you've been exposed, don't come to work. But he had said that could have been the food delivery. It could have been, you know, workers coming in. COVID was out there. So he's right, but he's wrong. All right. You send a person who's sick with COVID into a nursing home. All right? I mean, that to me is going to be the primary source. And I kind of wish he might have owned up to that. And maybe he should have said, look, we have no idea because we haven't genetically traced where every single case came from. But I think it was a multitude of issues. We can't say that nursing homes got sick just because a sick person was sent back. There could have been some other things contributing to the virus. He would have been right in saying that. But instead, it just sounded like he was throwing people under the bus. He also had said that the nursing homes were not taking any patients unless they said and volunteered that they could do it. It sounded like, you know, if a nursing home said, guys, I got this, we could take them. It didn't seem that way. Back then, it seemed like they were directed to take them. And so that caused a force. There was no checks and balances, any way to kind of fight the decree. And so yesterday when, you know, he was discussing how, the deaths that happened, I mean, you know, there were, you know, he basically didn't own up to that there was a lot of miscommunication. There was obviously mismanagement and nobody really had a chance to fight back or say anything. And then, of course, there's the debacle of numbers being kept from the public so people wouldn't, you know, accuse them of wrongdoing. So, you know, being a governor in any position is not easy. Trust me. And I'm not saying this to play a violin. When you're in a position such as that, I mean, there is no way to have prepared for this. Personally, I think in many states we were under hospitals. We were underprepared because we didn't have enough hospitals. We didn't have enough medical staff. But, you know, New York got hit. They got hit hard. They got hit fast. But the way he approached it and the way he basically, you know, said, look, you know, they weren't going to take a patient if they couldn't handle it. It just seems like he just kind of is passing the buck. And I really have a problem with that. Mind you, it was a mess. This whole pandemic thing was a mess. You know, and I'm not talking about governors shutting down restaurants. Okay, that's a whole nother issue. That I had a big problem with, where you just start now affecting the economy. But, you know, people were scared. You know, the officials didn't know what to do. They just wanted everybody to stay home. Well, everybody staying home, right, wasn't really an option, especially when you had essential workers, you had people that needed to come in. You know, some of the other things he had said, and I apologize, I don't have his press release with us, but there were some other things that he had brought up in terms of, the science behind it that unfortunately seemed wrong and just didn't, and I apologize, I don't have that piece. So, you know, my issue is, you know, own up if it was a pandemic and there was a crisis and you think some decisions were made a little haphazardly. Own up to it. I don't think the American people are going to fault, okay, any transient short-term decree that got reversed. But once you double down, and then once you throw other people under the bus, and then, you know, once you start to, you know, accuse people of, you know, either bad politics or extortion and all that, I mean, you know, now you really start to lose us. And so, you know, it's a shame because, you know, people who died in a nursing home, when they say, look, people die in nursing homes. People die in nursing homes. That's what happens. They die in nursing homes. Yeah, they do. But unfortunately, having somebody there with the virus, you know, into a vulnerable population when you could have used hotels, you could have used, there were a variety of other sort of places you could have used. And it just unfortunately was a big cluster. So my problem was it was the power that, you know, I think was unfortunately overextending. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.